Blog Talk Radio.
Like.
Did you set this or is it accidental?
Oh, I don't know why it's playing.
What was that?
I said it's not supposed to be playing.
Oh, so when you set up the show, you didn't change the theme music. That's all right. It's very somber. It's serious. We're at war. Winter is coming, Lord Ed.
Actually, I wanted to play this tune, which I pulled out of my proverbial...
Took us.
This describes what Ranger fans are feeling right at the moment. Okay, here it goes. Bear with me.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds. Ain't no use driving, ain't no use joking.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, good evening and welcome to this emergency edition of Blue Shirt Underground Radio. All hands on deck and all of that shit. So, I don't know.
All right.
I got one more here. I think that, here's another one.
Battle stations.
Red alert.
Red alert. Get me all hailing frequencies.
Raise the shields.
Well, Jim, I mean, you know, the reason I called, we called for this convening of the Blue Shirt Underground is like I've seen so many things on the interwebs about this game and about the what's wrong with the Rangers, what's wrong with the 4-5 New York Rangers. I feel like there's so many answers that everybody has and questions, and I think it leads to more. A lot of the answers are ridiculous. I mean, I understand that we've had this great tradition of winning, that we're so spoiled that once we lose a game to the Devils, how do we lose?
Spurled.
As they used to say, spurled. Everything is broken on this team. Now, there are some pertinent points by the fan base. I give them credit there, but there are a lot of crazy. There's a lot of crazy shit flying around.
Such as?
Oh, I would think the Rick Nash is a bust. That would probably be the pinnacle of mental patientery, lunaticism. I don't know. I'm making up words. I'm like Norm Crosby here. It's the pinnacle of nuttiness. Let's put it that way.
You are a bum.
I mean, Rick Nash, you know, if he scores early in that second period, it's a whole different ball game. Maybe. Because we're going to surely discuss about the biggest problem that is a problem, not a fantasy. People with the bring Sean Avery back. That's another one, Jim. Let it go.
That's the one that's got me. Slowly, I turned. Come on.
Like Sean Avery in his 8 minutes of playing time is going to turn around the New York Rangers. How did we get to the semifinals last year without Avery? I don't know how we did it. How did we get 109 points without Sean Avery last year? How did we do that?
How did the gag line ever succeed without Sean Avery? How did Craig McTavish win that face-off without Sean Avery on the ice?
I don't know. I don't know how Henrik won the Vezina without Sean Avery on the team. You've got to stop with the Sean Avery talk. I mean, it's just ridiculous, as one great man said to another.
As Mandar would say, stop it, stop it.
Yes. So here's a little ditty going out to you Sean Avery fans and you Olivia Newton-John fans. This sums up.
She's live in studio, by the way. We thank her for being here.
Yes. Who would that be? The great. You could say it.
Olivia Newton-John?
ONJ, as we call her.
That's true.
Olivia Newton-John.
Livy to her friends.
Livy.
But I got something to tell you that I never thought I would. But I believe you really ought to know.
Sure,
I love you.
Now, what we need is a clip of whoever that was that did the voice over there saying, Sean Avery, to go along with
Dubinsky.
They can have their own
Dubinsky.
Shows.
Dubinsky.
Sean Avery.
Dubinsky.
Marty Dubinsky.
Just stop.
Dubinsky.
So, Jim, I did you partake in the game last night? You've been kind of quiet about this. You've been a little bit under the radar. You came out with little comedy quips, but you seem a little bit miffed.
Well, look, anybody that has listened to this program, and it's we're in our fifth year of doing this now. Anybody who knows me, who has listened to this show more than once, knows that the New Jersey Devils are right there with the Dallas Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles. They're right there with the teams that I despise. I hate everything about the Devils. I hate that. I hate their fans. I hate their fan base. I hate their arena. I hate their uniforms. I hate that ridiculous pedophile song that they play when they score a goal. I despise them. So nothing pisses me off more than losing to them. But last night, I stuck my head in, I only watched the first half of the game. I had something going on last night, so I couldn't watch the whole game. I was going to go home and watch the game, but judging from the text messages I was getting, I knew there was no point. So I just very quickly pulled up the Facebook group, and there it is. Sean Avery taught this team how to beat the Devils. Should we need Sean Avery back? Michael Delzato, we said it the other night. Go back and listen to anybody that didn't hear what's today. Today is Wednesday. Go back and listen to Monday Night Show. We said maybe it's time for the fan base to get off MDZ's back until he makes a mistake, and then they'll pounce. And sure enough, there it was. He sucks. He's terrible. He's got to go. He's this. He's that. You know, there's like three guys on this team that they're the only ones that make mistakes. You know, you can't, you know, and he's one of them. Ryan McDonagh has made his share of mistakes this season. So has Dan Girardi. And we'll get to Dan Girardi and his mysterious injury that nobody seemed to know about until it was game time. We'll try and talk about that in a minute. But, what about nobody's getting on some of these other guys that aren't producing.
I know.
Derek Stepan, Carl Hagelin. Yeah, they had a great game against Tampa, but for the most part, where are they? People are hating on Brad Richards again. Richards got off to a slow start last year. Everybody got on him, and then he settled down.
I got a little issue with this guy.
With Richards?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know, he didn't play overseas in the preseason. He comes in with the flu. I mean, dude, just play some hockey, huh? Maybe.
Can't we get this guy to a Walgreens and get him a flu shot? What is it with this $9 million guy, Brad Richards? Can't we get him down to the CVS and get him a flu shot? It's every year with this guy.
It's true.
That was pretty good. I don't often give my – that wasn't bad.
No, that wasn't bad at all. You know, listen, Brad Richards is going to settle himself out.
Right.
We all know that. But, you know, when guys are worried – what happened to Margaret Hurley dressing me down because I said Derek Stepan's really got to show himself. I haven't seen what I thought. Oh, he's 23. Oh, how dare you criticize
He's a pro. He's a Hall of Famer in the making. How dare you?
I mean,
don't make me call this show again and admonish you.
I mean, I'm not saying these guys are bust. I'm just, when the guys aren't playing well and I see they're not playing well, I say it. Now, what I'm going to say is the truth here. I want to say it, but I feel like everybody said it before 1,000 times, and I got to say it for the 1,001st time.
Say it.
But this power play blows ass. I mean, they're like a 6.4% clip. I've never seen anything like this.
Forget the.
I don't know what to do.
Forget the percentage. Because to a lot of people, we a lot of our listeners can't math. So let's even forget the percentage. How about this? It's the worst power play in the NHL. The worst. I'm not saying that. That's not opinion. That's fact. It is the worst power play. Go look at the numbers. Go get your abacus out and your beans and whatever else you can use to count. It's the worst power play in the league. The worst.
It's the worst looking. It gets looks and the data. I mean, the Devils had more chances in that game shorthanded than we had on the power play.
Absolutely. That's right.
And meanwhile, you've got Micheletti, who got he got a New York Emmy nomination, this jackass. Did you hear this?
No.
He did. What about poor Toucan Sam? I mean, shouldn't he be recognized? Shouldn't Sam Rosen?
What is Joe Micheletti getting nominated? Look, even my dogs are going nuts. What is Joe Micheletti getting an Emmy nomination for?
Yeah, listen to what Sam Rosen. This is what he submitted, and I can't believe he didn't get nominated after this.
Callahan and Marion Gaborik representing the Rangers. And a deflection and score. Brian Boyle, I think,
yes.
Up high,
yes.
With a deflection. It's a power play goal.
Well, you know, that's never going to happen again. You know, that was from last year.
Uh-oh.
What?
The chat room is saying they can't hear us. Everybody.
How could they not hear us?
I don't know. I can hear you. I don't know. Costa can hear us, but Costa, you're on hold. Can you hear us on the computer, or are you hearing us because you're on the phone? Emily's all right. We're on. Emily's got it. All right, we're good. I trust Emily more than anyone.
Yeah. So, what's to do? What can you do? He's not going to fire Mike Sullivan. Glenn Sather is not going to fire John Tortorella.
Nope.
Fans are upset with Tortorella.
I understand that when the team, I mean, there's a disconnect going on with this team right now. I understand that, and I'm not happy about the way they played either. But they won. How many games did they win last year? 52. I mean, 6 months ago, people are going nuts because he doesn't get the Jack Adams Award, and now you want to fire him 9 games into the season? Well, are you all Steinbrenner? I mean, come on. The guy didn't get dementia in 5 months over the lockout and forget how to coach.
No.
9 games.
I mean, he's annoying. When they lose, he's annoying.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. He's fairly
mad.
Annoying when they win, too. let's get down to brass tacks.
Well, he's annoying to the press, but at least, there's one thing that's really, I swear I'm going to stroke out next time I see Taylor Pyatt on the power play. I would love to get a stat of how much ice time he logged on the power play with Phoenix last year. He just continually plays Taylor Pyatt on the power play. I'm sorry. I know that won't fix it. They could put Wayne Gretzky, Jari Kurri, anything they wanted to throw up there. It still wouldn't work. Because they're still dumping and chasing and doing all kinds of nonsense. You don't have a center iceman that can set up anybody at the moment.
Face-offs,
nobody can win a face-off. The whole thing looks lazy, not planned. And then they have this dumbass, the architect, Mike Sullivan, drawing up the power play, drawing up the extra man advantage when they pulled the goalie.
With his woolly bully or whatever. Woolly willy. Whatever that thing was called with the magnets where you made the beard on the guy.
I mean, wasn't every Ranger fan just letting out a big hearty har-har when he brought that out? Like, are you kidding me? I mean, it's bad enough. David Clarkson had 2 breakaways to try to get the hat trick at the end of the game. You missed that one.
I saw the highlights, the lowlights.
And then Torts comes out of the game saying, you know what? Our 5-on-5 play was good. It's our power play that's our special team stunk. He also said some guys were very tentative and some guys are going at it really hard. He didn't point out names, but he did say in the positive note that he liked what he saw from Kreider, and he said JT Miller was strong against the boards. I thought JT Miller played a good game.
And he said that those two are going to take playing time away from people. Now, I'll believe that when I see it.
Yeah, come on.
But that's what he said.
So I'm trying to figure out first, before I fire him.
Before you fire him, I like that.
We all fire him on Facebook and all the other message boards. Who's he exactly saying that the people are playing tentative? Because last night, if you noticed, DB Maven's fave rave, Brian Boyle was on the fourth line.
The Brian Boyle.
Now, I wonder if that's one of the guys that he thinks is playing tentative, or could it be at the Aaron Asham I don't know, just some of those Halpern, the guys that are kind of in the third, fourth line. Does he mean Brad Richards? Does he mean Marion Gaborik? Now, you know, I'm not going to get on Gaborik. I thought Gaborik looked, first of all, they put him on a line with Pyatt and Stepan, I think. They kind of were switching him around last night. I remember getting very angry about that. I was like, and then, you know, is he meaning with the top-tier players, or is he meaning the guys in the third and fourth line? And, you know, let's face it, guys. I mean, they played the Devils. The Devils are not a bad team. I mean, they're a very good NHL team. And I'm about to go in another territory. Remind me about Brodeur later. That it's really going to get me in hot water. But let me go back with this. If the Devils are a good team, Rangers are playing without Callahan and Girardi. This makes your third line D pair stupid. We're shorthanded. Listen, I are part of the deal, but let's not freak out over a 3-1 loss. Well, basically, they scored in the first 30 seconds, the first couple minutes of the game, put us down. Again, we find ourselves down. I even hear scuttlebutt about Hank's got to play better. What, is he going to shut out every team? Rangers can't score. Rangers have a problem scoring. We're averaging like 2 goals a game or less, I think. So, it's a loss. I know it hurts because it's the Devils. It's compounded by, 15 that we lost the game. The Rangers lose. But let's not lose our shit over this. People are losing their shit. I mean, it's, I know, and people do have a reason to lose their shit about the power play, because the power play being so flaccid and so inept just it hurts the spirit, it hurts the team that they just can't score even when they're a man up. Then within the game, if you're playing crappy, a power play goal will actually, it can make up for a lot of bad even strength play. But when you don't have that to rely on, and that's totally a non-factor, you're going to lose a lot of games 3-1. You've got to score. I mean, I don't want to hear about the bullshit Sam Rosen, New York Emmy Micheletti saying, oh, they got good chances on that one. Chances, schmances. It doesn't mean jack. Put the biscuit in the basket. You trying to tell me I don't have enough talent on this team? I mean, do we have to long for the days of Erik Christensen? John Mitchell has got 4 goals, by the way.
Oh, God. Can we stop with the John Mitchell and the P.A. Parent, though? Because nobody was coming on and crying about the loss of the great John Mitchell.
Nobody was.
Oh, he's got 4 goals. Oh, why do we let him go?
He sucked. That's why we let him go. He was a power play specialist. Well, he was a power play, second line power play center who had no power play goals last year. That's why he left. I can't help but he found his game in the mountains of Colorado over there. What's this? We got some phony baloney in here with his Block Talk Radio nincompoop.
No, they are. I went into the live chat. Our listeners are saying they can't hear us. So I've escalated the problem.
Yeah, you've escalated the problem, right, by bringing this numbskull in here.
Oh, come on. That's Alan. Alan's okay. Alan's helped me out before.
Is it Alan Levy?
No, it's not Alan Levy. Oh, God, that poor man. Our chat room picked that poor guy apart that night. That was a Reginald Denny-like beating.
Well, anyway, I
get that, but I know you play. Anybody in our chat room or listening, guys that play video games, and you play shooting games, games like Halo or Call of Duty. You know what a camper is? Have you ever heard that term?
Yeah, it's a guy who sticks out, like he just hides and waits for a.
Exactly. It's a guy that hides all game with the shotgun or whatever other noob weapon. That's how they refer to him on Halo. I don't know what they call him on other games, but with a noob weapon, just hiding out all game, waiting for people to walk by and you shoot them, and that's how you rack up your kills. That's the way I feel like some Ranger fans are. They're just campers. Let me wait till MDZ makes a mistake, and then I'm going to pounce on him. I'm going to kill him with my shotgun. Let me wait until Nash doesn't score a goal for a couple of games. I'm going to pounce on him. They're campers.
Yes. They have an agenda, and as soon as they see an opening for that agenda, we use campers in the we're geeking out here, but in the role playing games, special monsters would pop at a certain time.
Right,
it'd be like what they call a static pop. It would be like either at a certain time or just happen at random, and they would sit in a zone for like 12 hours, 14 hours, waiting for this thing. We call them campers.
Right,
and
right.
as soon as they as soon as that thing popped, they hopped on it, killed it, and took its loot.
I love the fact that you just used the word loot.
It took its loot.
Took his loot.
So you have your MDZ campers out there. You got your Gabbert campers. You got
Nash
the Lundquist
campers.
Nash. The Nash campers. This is the only guy I've seen every game that I can say he's given 100%. He blew that goal. I don't know how he shot that through the crease. He had it wide open net. And I said earlier, I think it might have changed the game. I don't know. With the power play sucking so bad, there's no error. There's no margin for error 5-on-5 against a decent team. I know the Devils suck. I mean, you look at their lineup on paper, they suck. But you know, they've only lost one game in regulation. I'm not personally intimidated by Mark Fain. Well, that the great story of Bryce Salvador becoming a captain. That Sam Rosen was talking about. He deserves it. Oh, what an honor. What an honor. I want to slap that that toupee right off his fat head.
Alan from Blog Talk Radio just said that, you know, he's in our chat room and that we sound loud and clear. And then I said, okay, if we have any other problems, I'll let you know. And he says, all right, no problem. I'm going to get out of your chat room now.
Yeah, Alan, make sure you take Cutter Historical's catastrophe. Take that show off the air. It sucks.
Alan Albert, he's fleeing from our chat room like Sally Field running with her daughter. Getting out of Iran.
He froze alone. Never. He didn't get no Emmy nomination.
Yeah, where's the love?
It got so bad last night, Jim. I know I'm going to get grilled for this. I couldn't take it. I couldn't. It was like a devil propaganda film watching the Ranger broadcast. Oh, look at this penalty killing by the Devils. Penalty killing? Did you realize? He won't say it. The Rangers are terrible. I think Micheletti actually said something very critical of somebody. I think it was Gilroy giving the puck away at the blue line. That was a terrible play or something like that. I was like, wow, can't believe it. Maybe that's why he got nominated for the Emmy.
I was going to say, that's how he got the Emmy.
Yeah, he was actually being candid. I actually turned to the Devil game to hear Kermit the Frog, that raccoon guy. Try to break out in the Rainbow Connection song.
When I logged into Game Center last night, as the game came up, it went to the Devil's feed first. My Xbox got the 3 toupees of death. The first thing I heard was Chico. Ah! I start screaming. What the hell is that?
At least I was here. You know, JT Miller has been playing well tonight. I'm hearing more about the Rangers on the Devil broadcast than I hear when I watch the Ranger broadcast.
All right, I don't care. I can't have you praising Chico Resch on this show. I can't have it.
Jim, Marty's a...
I can't have it.
Well, I'm going to just tell you. Things were bad. I never seen you draw the line with me before. I like it.
I'm going to stifle you in a minute. 23 years of stifles and the dingbat turns on me. Are you ready to go to the phones, to the unwashed masses?
I want to hear what they got to say.
All right. Good evening, Costa. You're on Instigators Radio. How are you?
I'm gonna say this.
You want to spend your hard-earned money on this team? All right. What do you want to say?
You just said it.
Oh. All right.
That's it?
No. This is precisely why I don't spend my money on this team. For three,
that 4-5?
Three reasons. One, I might break something. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Like it's like throw something at the TV or something like that. Number two, I'm gonna hurt somebody or I'm gonna hurt myself, which has already happened. And three, I might end up in jail. Hello? What happened? Hello? Silent game. Hello? Hello, McFly? Hello? I'm telling you people, I hate to say this, anyone who spends their money on this team, you suckers, the absolute suckers. And if you go home after the game, after they lose, and you're all, this sucks, I hate this team, I don't feel sorry for you. I don't feel sorry for you guys at all. And you know who you are in this group. You know
Hello?
Who that spends that goes to the garden. You guys are suckers. You know, you suckers.
Is Eddie here? Anybody here? I can hear Costa. All right. We have audio. We're having audio problems again, as usual.
Obviously.
All done. Eddie's back.
What is going on here?
You know, it's just when Costa calls. Costa.
What the hell?
I think Costa just, like, took over the show and was talking to the audience while we're...
Well, that's good.
Yeah. It's like when we took over the King's show that time.
Yes. We started running the whole thing.
Costa, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
What exactly did you say? Well, give me a summation. I don't want to hear the whole 3-4 minutes.
I said anybody who spends their money on this team, you suckers. You're all suckers.
What does that have to do with how we're going to fix things? What's wrong? I don't care about spending my money. I already paid my cable bill. I'm watching the games. What do I got to see different?
I'm going to go into conspiracy theory mode, and I think it's rigged.
Somebody shut him off.
The game's rigged?
The game's rigged?
No, not the game is rigged. You got a commissioner that hates our guts. The league hates our guts.
Why would they hate our guts? Were they in New York City? The game was at its highest point when we won the Stanley Cup in 94 before they shut it down.
They like our money, that's all. They like our money. They don't care if we win or lose. They like our money.
Nah.
All right.
Ow! I think you're taking too many blows to the head.
I'm not gonna vent on the power play or anything like that. Because
you should say Sullivan sucks.
He does, but he's a boy.
Then say it. Scream it out the window. Everybody, Sullivan sucks. Sullivan sucks.
But he's a boy.
Instead, at Madison,
that's why he's not going anywhere, because he's Torts boy.
What they should do, instead of Potvin sucks, they should chant Sully sucks. Then maybe Tortorella will get the message, because nobody in the media is telling him that Mike Sullivan might be the problem in this whole equation. And you know how I've been for years, I've been saying this Potvin sucks thing is stupid. Well, you see how those dumbass devil fans you said against us last night?
They stole the bit. They stole our bit.
Well, they adapted the bit.
Exactly.
They had one of their one of their flunkies do the whistle, and then he did the Rangers suck. So it comes back to bite you in the ass.
And they do the Henry, and they do the Henry chant too when we do the Marty chant.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, they're doing.
They stole that bit too.
They're doing that. They're jeering and heckling the Vezina Trophy winner from last year. Like that's gonna get under his skin. Give it a break.
All right, Costa.
All right, I'm done.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye bye.
All right. What else we got?
You sound like me.
What else is in the news, Robin?
What else is in the news, Robin?
908-770. You're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Who's this?
Hey, fellas. How are you? It's Howie.
Howie!
The guy's on the radio. For a minute. Hey, guys.
You at a diner?
No, I'm just got
Adam and Eve on a raft. Wreck them.
I just got off of work.
Ah. So Howie, talk to us, my friend. The great Howie Sussman, everybody.
Hey, what do I see? I see things can get better. They're not that well right now. We all know the power play is abysmal. They couldn't hit water if they fell out of a boat. what are you going to do? Sully obviously has no clue what the hell he's doing because it's pretty apparent for the last few years. They have all this talent, and they're not being coached right. I'm one of them on that bandwagon with Delzato. I'm quick to, but I love all the little taglines I have for him. And yes, he got caught flat-footed twice. Especially
he had a big game last night, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hiccup in his season. What, are we going to flip out? I mean, I don't know. It's not like it's football where you got a limited amount of games and if a defensive back, I don't want to mention any name on the guy on the Giants, Corey Webster, makes multiple mistakes.
I don't want to vilify
him.
Yeah. Or, I don't want to mention any names, but if you're a shitty quarterback for a New York team like Mark Sanchez, you only got so many chances to make up for it. I don't want to mention any names, Mark Sanchez.
If you break down every goal, somebody's out of position. Somebody's doing something wrong. I don't want to get on a guy. If you're consistently doing that, sure. But like you said, Jim said, there's the campers out there, and they're waiting to strike.
Oh, yeah, the problem is with such a short season, if they continue to flounder, it could be a long summer. You certainly don't want
I think they're going to make the playoffs. Come on. I mean, do we really think they're not going to make the playoffs?
What I said at the beginning of the season was, if they're still playing like this in about a month, then you worry. I think they have the capability to turn it around. We just haven't seen it just yet. We thought we saw a little in Tampa, and then we saw kind of a step back a little. I know they outplayed the Devils, and I have my own opinions on Brodeur, but I'll keep that to myself.
No, go ahead.
Me. Do I think he's a great goalie? Yes. Do I think he's the product of the system? Yes. But, and my feeling was last night that, and I said this on Twitter, I think shot blocking has now replaced the defensive system that was employed for years with the trap. And, not only is he going to have to go, what are we going to do now? Because, I think there's four or five teams that are under two goals a game averaging. I saw that today. That's not good. You can't draw fans in when there's nobody scoring.
Yeah, and where are you on Tortorella at this point? Because a lot of people are calling for his head.
Some things he does really kind of boggle mind, but on the whole, I think he's doing a decent job. I just think as a team, they need to get it going. Slow start. I know they had a slow start last year, but that was 82 games. This is 48, and you can't continue to sputter.
I remember last year, didn't we play good for like the first, we had a slow start, but didn't we get it really going to like about the All-Star break, a little bit after the All-Star break, and then we kind of just played like 500? Maybe I'm remembering it wrong, but I remember
they went on a great run early in the season, and they kind of cooled off the second half.
Right.
That
listen, only time is going to tell. I think all this flailing by Ranger fans to throw the – I mean, the obvious thing to me is the power play. Obviously. I mean, that's a no-brainer. How you fix that? You got the personnel.
To me, it just looks like the power play, two things. They don't move. They're too stationary, and they don't shoot the puck.
No,
I know that's the old. I know that's the old joke. Shoot the puck. Shoot the, but they don't shoot the puck. They shoot the, when they're 5-on-5, and especially last night when they first came out 5-on-5, they were shooting from everywhere. Everywhere. And then they get a power play, and they shoot from nowhere. They're just trying to make the perfect pass, and then clear. Chase the puck all the way down to behind the goal, because that's where Henrik stops the puck, and then they take it all the way back down. And then they pass, and 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 then they chase the clear. And then the 2 minutes are up.
Yeah.
I mean, if you watch Tampa Bay – sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
No,
if
go ahead.
You watched Tampa Bay the other night when they got on the power play. All five guys are in motion constantly. Nobody stops moving. You watch the Rangers, they don't move. They all have cement shoes. They go to a spot on the ice, and they don't move. And they just pass back and forth. And then, even five more runs, you're going to figure that out. Well, I'll just wait here for the pass. It's going to eventually come across ice, and then I'll shoot it down. And then, again, I understand that the guy's not the greatest, stick handler in the world, but Henrik doesn't come out and play the puck. And the Rangers have to chase the puck all the way down and behind the net because that's where he stops it. He doesn't come out and get the puck and play it. He waits for the puck to come to him. To me, it's his only fault.
And you got to get in front of that goaltender. In every situation, even strength, these goaltenders, the way they're made today, if they get a good look at the puck, they're saving it. You need to get that net and you need to shoot. I don't care what any kind of shots. Early in that game, Delzato was trying to, shoot it through the back of the net with slap shots. But then later on, I thought he did a little bit better when just trying to take wrist shots towards the net. So you can get a deflection or something. But if everybody's standing on the perimeter and there's nobody anywhere moving to a spot, there's no movement, I mean, this seems to me to be the problem. There's some other things, but personnel-wise, they certainly shouldn't be the worst team in the league.
The worst.
They are the worst team in the league.
If you're going to be bad, be really bad. Don't be mediocre bad.
Exactly right.
Like Charlie Wang said.
Charlie Wang.
So that's the story with that. I mean, we could talk about it till we're blue in the face, but something's got to happen. Like I said, you keep the Capitals losing. Maybe you get Adam Oates over here to coach the power play.
Should I take John Oates to coach the power play?
Ah. John Oates, quite a talent. So
misunderstood.
Misunderstood, John Oates. So that's the story. Morning glory.
This
is wow. All right, Howie, thanks for checking in with us, and we'll see you in the next game thread.
Yep, that'll be tomorrow. Take, I'm going to hang up now because I got to go have dinner. So, good night.
See you, Howie.
Okay.
Thanks. Good night.
Take
it easy. Chat room. Take it easy. Good night.
See ya. Eddie, can you bring our next caller on the line?
Sure. Our next caller, let's go to...
Not 630. They're holding. So anybody but 630.
Okay, here we go. Area code 201-852. You're on the air with Jim and Eddie.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey,
Matt. Is this Matt Morello? Okay.
No, not Matt Morello.
Not Matt Morello. Is this Matt Calamia?
Not Matt Calamia.
All right. What is this? You're playing 30 of 20 questions with Matt?
I'm trying to figure out if it's somebody who it is. Jesus Christ. Don't get fidgety with me. I don't plan the power play.
Well, let Matt speak his piece. Last time we talked, I think, Matt, we were talking about Stepan and other stuff.
Yeah, actually. I'll get to that. I had to eat some crow on my step-on comments, but I'll get to that.
Well, you know, actually, you might be right after last night's game. he missed an opportunity early. Although I would say that the second line looked pretty good from what I remember. It's all a haze last night. Well, what do you got to say tonight?
Well, first off, regardless of the circumstances, you know, two shows in 1 week from you guys, I got to be honest, I'm liking it.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since you guys did two shows in a week. Am I wrong?
We usually only do two shows, like, during the playoffs. Yeah, this was like an emergency. I felt like
we were doing two shows a week last year when the schedule was a little more spread out.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think if you go back and look, we would kind of maybe do a Monday and then a Friday or Monday and Thursday. We were. And then during the playoffs, we were on every night there was no playoff game.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm glad to be appreciated.
Yes, as am I.
First off, I figured last night was the first time in a while there hadn't been a fight between a non-playoff game between the Devils and Rangers, and there hadn't been a fight. And I was kind of happy to see, you know, we didn't have to see Rupp in one of his staged losses. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I that was strange. Usually there's a fight, a couple fights. There's no more, agitation. David Clarkson, I'm trying to think. Who are the heavyweights for the Devils now? Do they even have
Marty.
A heavyweight? Marty. So it was interesting that there was no fight last night. I didn't really think about that.
Yeah, there was no fight, all right.
You know, a lot of people trying to peg the Rangers as having no heart in that game. I don't know if that was necessarily true. I think it's just Ranger fans they felt personally, injured because it was the Devils. And, you got fans who are – your friends are Devil fans, although I get rid of those guys. But, you got to take a lot of lumps when you lose. So I think everybody was kind of, really hurt by the loss. But in the big scheme of things, yeah, it's a loss. It's a shortened season. It could surely right the ship.
I agree.
Okay.
Matt's still here?
He's up on the board.
Oh, okay. Matt, you still with us? We lost Matt. We still on the air? I don't know.
I don't know. So,
Cutter, you're wrong. Dubinsky shouldn't have gotten a one-game suspension for his hit.
I didn't see it.
He tried to pull up. He tried to stop and put his hand out to kind of brace. You're wrong. He got fined $10,000. It's the maximum penalty, money-wise.
What is this, Blue Jacket Radio, Cutter? Do your own Blue Jacket show, you jackass.
Go worry about your Leafs.
Go worry about your laughs.
Yeah, and your Marlies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comes to our show and tells us what about our former players. When he's a Leaf, then you can talk about him, which shouldn't be too much longer. He's got a whopping no goals. Yeah, well, him and Mike Richards, Vince is talking about Dubinsky fighting Mike Richards. That's been a long-standing feud. As a matter of fact, once Mike Richards went out of the division, so did Dubinsky for all intended purposes. I mean, so anywho, yeah, that was there was a lack of drama. And, I hate to say, I think Brodeur, the fans are, fat Marty. Marty's a fat man, fat bastard. And I'm not saying this because I'm overweight myself, but, when he shoves it up your ass, just shut up. because he's playing, first of all, he played a good game. He made some saves. I don't know how he does it. He's a fucking whale. He reminds me so much of Billy Smith, it's unbelievable. Because Billy Smith was like the most unathletic goaltender I ever saw, other than John Davidson. But things would just hit him. He's laying around, he's turning around, things are hitting him. I don't know how he does it. I don't like the guy, but, you know, when you lose, you lose. And this guy beat us in a playoff series, and now he beat us. I hate to tell the truth here. I hate to even sign anything with the devil. Maybe I'm watching the devil broadcast. I'm being brainwashed.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Not a chance. Not a chance. But I'm just saying, you know, the guy played a good game. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he did.
You know, the first goal with the Delzato, and then the Nash and his skates. And it, I mean, they capitalized on every major chance they got. And the Rangers didn't. Not that they had many. Again, you get the power play goals, it certainly puts you in the mix. So, what are you going to do? So, that's all I got.
All right. Islanders tomorrow night.
Now, what's going to happen if they lose to the Islanders?
Oh, boy.
I mean, now I think we're
home.
A playoff position with these guys. We got another caller on. Should we put them on?
That's Matt. Oh, no. Oh, 561. Oh, you know what? I think that's Catroni. Yeah. Put Catroni on.
Oh, I got to talk to this guy.
Jim.
Okay. Eddie.
Jim.
Jim.
Howdy, Austin. What's up tonight, Jim? Listen, what a coulda, shoulda, okay? For a goaltender to be good, he has to be lucky. And that time, Howdy Astrom was lucky.
Fucking greatest. God, I miss my youth. The games would start later and would end later. My mother would be screaming at me in Brooklyn, "Turn that freaking radio off!" I'd be listening to Marv Albert
and Red Light
on the radio under my covers and under the pillow, trying to hide the radio. anyway, listen, what a coulda shoulda, okay? Cards on the table, and you know I like statistics, but sometimes numbers don't lie. Statistically speaking, when teams score just one power play goal in a game, statistically, they win. Okay? There's not a lot wrong with this team. Now, granted, sometimes they make you tired, like the game in Philly, which they sometimes are unwatchable. But, you know, last night's game, in the second period, they were all over the place. And if Brodeur doesn't keep them in this game, that game, but again, woulda, coulda, shouldas. There's a lot of people that are creeping off that ledge, and that's what makes Rangers fans. It's 9 games. I'm not buying the whole short season bullshit, okay? Last year after 9 games, like I posted today on the Facebook page, they were 3-3-3, right? Then all of a sudden, which is referring to what Eddie was thinking about earlier, they went on a 7-game winning streak. They lost 2, and they went on another 5-game winning streak, which, if you do the math right, is 12 or 14, and that's when they pulled away. So on any given moment, any team could get hot, including us. So I don't know what everybody's so worried about, except the power play, which is, in my opinion, completely inexcusable, because the power play numbers have gone down every single year that Tortorella got here. Worse, in this case. And they need to do something about it. Whether it's an 82-game schedule or a 48-game schedule or a 16-game schedule. And that's fact. So he's going to have to make a decision on that crap.
So other than that, you don't think anything else has to be rectified? The only thing I would say, I totally agree with you on the fact that things are going to straighten themselves out and they could go on a winning streak. The only thing that's different from last year and to this year is that they have a lot of uncertainty with their lines. I mean, we got Asham, we got Halpern, we had Ben Ferriero, we had Shinter for a second, we have Kreider's now playing, you got JT Miller's now in the mix. I mean, you got a lot of uncertainty, and that's what I'm a little worried about. But you're right, though. They were in that game last night. But, again, I don't know if you have the actual statistic, but that would be a great statistic to to have, like, you know, what percentage of the games of the Rangers win on the Tortorella when they do get a power play goal?
It's very high, I'm telling you. And statistically, league-wide, it's high. I mean, it's like in the 70, it's like 75. It's a crazy statistic, but it's true. Because, you know, anybody who plays hockey, or anybody who watches hockey, forget about even playing hockey. You know, the problem with the Rangers are, they don't, the other team is not penalty killing. They're sitting in a four-man box. All that box has to do is shift 25 to 30 degrees. And that's all they have to do. Why? Because the Rangers aren't moving their feet, and they're not being creative. Now, on stretch passes, they've done very well this year coming out of their zone, even on the power play. But when they get into the zone inside the blue line, they're horrible because they don't move their feet. And like Jim was saying, they chip the puck. Now, granted, the Devils did a very good job. And, yes, they overload on the puck. And they force you. They basically are defying you to beat them. They're saying, hey, we got four men on the ice. We're going to send two to three in a corner. We dare you to beat us. And that's why they're so that's why they were so successful last year in penalty kill. I think they had the number one penalty kill last year, didn't they?
They were up there.
Yeah, they were right up there. And the reason why is because you combine an aggressive penalty killing team with a team that's complete opposite, which all it does is go down low to back up, to over, to down low. All that four-man box has to do is keep shifting, and they'll get in the shooting lanes. And people always yell, shoot, shoot. If anybody has played hockey and has played the point, if you don't have a clean shot, you're not going to take it. Because if you take that risk and it gets blocked, that guy's gone. You know, and that's why they need to move the puck better, and they need to be more creative. And all they have to do is watch a little video of teams like, I don't know, Pittsburgh. I mean, they are on the puck, and they're moving the puck quick, and they cause chaos for 2 minutes. And that's what makes teams tired, and that's how Pittsburgh usually beats you. And the other thing is, and granted, I'm not one of these guys who jumps off the shelf quick, believe me. We've all been diehard Rangers fans for a long time. We've seen good, we've seen bad. But, maybe, they've brought in some players now, some youth with a lot of speed, and Nash, a guy like Nash, maybe Tortorella's system is slip-sliding away and is not necessarily right for this group any longer. Maybe he needs to free him up a little bit more.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, he certainly have got the horses now to let things, you know, loose. He even said something interesting at the end of his press conference yesterday, which kind of was weird to me. He says, we don't play things safe. We can't have guys being tentative.
What?
I know.
Right.
And
what?
I think the opposite of him. So
right.
I don't know, is he changing his thinking or is he just delusional?
And then he benches him for the rest of the game and puts him in the Chateau Bow Wow if they fuck up. Well, which one is it? You can't have both. These guys are not machines, they're humans. They're going to make mistakes, especially the kids. You got to let them go. And that's what I'm saying. You know, now that we've brought in, you know, we've built a nice team. We've drafted well, we've brought in guys. We brought them in, and now we got to a point last summer where we said, okay, we got Dubinsky and Anisimov. We got some chips that are tradable. Let's bring in the guy that can really add. Well, if your whole system is still kind of having the reins pulled, then that system, those horses aren't going. You watch Pittsburgh. Now, granted, they're a little bit of a different team. I understand that. But you know what? It wouldn't be such a bad thing to loosen up a little bit. And you know what? We got the best goalie in the world back there, okay? So what we give up 2-on-1s? We got the best goalie in the world. We have so much talent up front, you got to let them loose. You got to loosen them. And I think what is eventually happening is, you know, look, let's put the cards on the table. We're a 2-1, 3-2 hockey game team. And if anybody watches West Coast hockey, holy crap, last night Chicago-San Jose game was, what, 3-3 after 1? I mean, it's crazy. It's different. And I don't know which way I like it.
Well, I like the second. I think we have the horses to do it. And I don't want to sit there in our own zone for 50 minutes a game and watch Henrik Bailiff out.
Right.
I'd rather see us pushing it to them. And then if Henrik's got to come up big, and I you kind of echoing what I said, you know, about a month ago, if he's got to come out and bail us out, who better to bail us out than the Vezina Trophy winner?
That's correct. The best goalie, in my opinion, on the planet. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
But it's up to him. You know,
this team is not built like the Columbus Blue Jackets, where you got a bunch of really low-talented guys who are just barely hanging on. And let's be honest, if we were back in the 22-team league, those guys wouldn't be playing in the NHL. We have enough youth that has a lot of talent, and high-end talent like Nash and Gavrik. Richards, whatever. But the fact is, you know, you have a pretty good core of four defensemen, and I think that he needs to loosen the reins a little bit on these kids and let them play and see what happens. Because you know what? I wouldn't mind winning a 5-4 hockey game, because I know that our goaltender will be there at the end, just like he's at the end in a 2-1 hockey game. You know what I'm saying? So
right. No, I think you're right on. I mean, feel free to replace me as co-host when I'm sick. I really agree with everything you're saying.
Yeah, it's true. And I'm not one of these Rangers fans, and you guys know me. I don't piss and moan and this and that. You know, my friends get mad at me. They're like, how do you stay so calm? I'm like, listen to me. First of all, the Rangers games aren't my top priority in my life, one. So that helps me. That's therapeutic. Because I've been there where it was, and it consumed my life in my youth. Two, they are only 4-5. They are not 1-7 or 1-8 and, you know, have nothing through the system coming up and have no talent. We have one of the best teams in the NHL. Now, it's up to him as a coach to, one, address their deficiencies, which is the power play. It's either bring on a power play specialist and take the reins out of the hands of Sullivan, or replace Sullivan, which I don't think any of us think that's going to happen. And or two, you got to tweak your system and tweak it as you go to accommodate the players, not force the players to accommodate necessarily into your strict system. And that's where I think it's nipping him in the ass. And I think if they lose a couple, maybe that'll loosen them up. I don't know. I don't know him personally, but from a distance, I think that may be able to, you know, maybe able to shake things up. So who knows? We'll see.
Well, very good call, Joe, and thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, no problem, boys.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. All right. Hey, Jim.
Say what?
Call me tomorrow, Jim.
All right. I'll give you a call over the weekend, Joe.
Yeah, call me over the weekend.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Call me sometime, Joe.
Yeah, Eddie, I gave up on that road. Come on.
Don't be a stranger.
Take it easy, Joe.
Ciao.
Bye. The one and only Joe Catrone. That rhymes.
I mean, we ended it, I think, on an awesome note. I think that call summed up in a rational way what we're all thinking, or the logical, rational Ranger fans are thinking. Until we lose to the Islanders, then it'll all be back to...
Boy, what a show. Wow.
Now, I know all you people who thought this was going to go 90 minutes are all disappointed. Well, guess what? Get over it. We got things to do. I've got dinners to eat. Jim's got a family to take care of. But once again, thank you guys for coming in the chat room and listening, podcast, live, wherever you're listening to us. And, we'll try to do two shows a week if it's relevant. And, Jim, as always, an absolute pleasure.
Another Jim.
All right. So I guess we'll leave you with the Sean Avery love song, and then we'll end this turkey.
Sounds good. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
But I got something to tell you that I never thought I would. But I believe you really ought to know.
Sean Avery.
I love you. I honestly love you.
Sean Avery.
I love you. I love you. I honestly
Dornier-free.
I have to ask a question before we go.
Yes.
Was there like with the Dubinsky where you tested out all the different ways to say it? Did you test out numerous ways to say Dornier-free?
Yeah, there was like a 5 different ones. Do you want that?
That'll be on the DVD. That'll be one of the extras.
Yes, that was the one I picked.
Sean Avery.
I tried not to do any of the Dubinsky voices, but it's so hard. What you got, Dubinsky?
Sean Avery. All right, enjoy the game tomorrow night, everybody. We'll see you later.
Let's go, Rangers.